My Life Today, January 28. Confess your faults one to another. Family worship in my life. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I am instructed to urge upon our people most earnestly the necessity of religion in the home. Among the members of the household there is ever to be a kind, thoughtful consideration. Morning and evening let all hearts be united in reverent worship. At the season of evening worship, let every member of the family search well his own heart. Let every wrong that has been committed be made right. If during the day one has wronged another or spoken unkindly, let the transgressor seek pardon of the one he has injured. Often grievances are cherished in the mind, and misunderstandings and heartaches are created that need not be. If the one who is suspected of wrong be given an opportunity, he might be able to make explanations that would bring relief to other members of the family. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed of all spiritual infirmities, that sinful dispositions may be changed. Make diligent work for eternity. Pray most earnestly to the Lord and hold fast to the faith. Trust not in the arm of flesh, but trust implicitly in the Lord's guidance. Let each one now say, "As for me, I will come out and be separate from the world. I will serve the Lord with full purpose of heart." The Lord will show his loving favor to those who will keep his commandments. The word, the living word, received and obeyed, will be a savor of life unto life. The reception of the truth will regenerate and cleanse the sinful heart. This work of individual purification of character cannot be safely delayed. With confession and prayer, take your stand to be holy the Lord's henceforth and forever. We cannot afford to delay this work of confession and humbling of soul, that our offerings may be acceptable unto God. Fullness of joy is to be found in an entire surrender to God.